fairly citrusy and a little less, a little more one note than some of the other offerings we've had. I found there was some nice minerality. There's definitely a hint of brioche there. I agree with you on the nose with the floral nature, the color, again, super light, finished medium. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's delicious. I would definitely not pour it out. Very well made. And definitely, you know, you could sit and drink this all day and all night. Justin.
So on the nose, I found it was very floral. A little bit fishy, and I got scallions.
I don't know what's
going on.
Would
you wash your hands?
Yeah. On the palate, it was like...
I think he had sushi before he came here.
Nah.
I don't want to know what he's been doing before he came here.
And the palate, it was like La Croix lemon, and the finish was lemony.
It's not that lemony like La Croix. Come on, man. It's got a great citrus note.
It's very citrusy.
Those floral notes are really balancing it out. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's delicious. I think they did a very good job. I mean, on my note, I'm getting a lot of flowers, mostly like white honeysuckle.
There's a hint of pear there coming now.
There's definitely pear there. There's pear. It's more of a like an overripe pear.
Yeah.
Once they get soft and sticky.
But it's not as sweet. It's not the acidity is coming out from that citrus note.
The minerality on this is really it's really excellent. I enjoy the minerality. The salinity comes through. It's got a beautiful color on it.
I want oysters again. I just think I'm craving oysters today.
Yeah, oyster crackers. Yeah.
Medium finish.
There you go. That should be your band name.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
That would be Prime Rib Incident. That's another story.
Prime Rib. Yeah, we'll tell you all about that. Yeah. But,
That's an off-the-air story.
Right.
Absolutely wonderful, wonderful champagne. So we're going to be giving the Perrier Jouet Blanc de Blanc a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
That takes us to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. The next wine will be the Perrier Jouet Grand Brut, non-vintage. 12.5% ABV. It is 20% Chardonnay, 40% Pinot Noir, and 40% Pinot Meunier. The dosage is 8 to 10 grams per liter, and it contains up to 15% of reserve wines. Now, of note here, as with the previous wine, this is aged for 3 years on the lees. We didn't hear anything from Scharfenberger about how long they leave their wines on the lees.
No, they did. Say 2 years.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reserve wines tend to be 10 years, right? Or 7, something like that?
I don't really know if there's a set number. But nonetheless, aging on the lees is what's going to give that brioche, that yeast, that bready kind of nature to the wines. Anyway, this wine has a beautiful silvery gold, very light color in the glass. It's got beautiful aromas, and we'll be back.
The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead. With a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing some lovely Perrier Jouet.
Jouet. Moët Chandon Perrier Jouet. You've got an umlaut over the E, you pronounce the T. I was told by snotty French people. They know.
Are they really French people, or they were from like Quebec?
No, these were French people from France.
Okay,
they're not champagne representatives.
Yeah, so they're not eating poutine. Okay.
So who's the Who came up with that cheese-eating surrender monkeys?
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
It was a cheese-eating surrender monkey.
Yeah.
Okay, right. As we
so
were saying,
up, Maury.
on the nose, some delicate floral aromas. There's definitely some fresh fruit and hints of buttery brioche and vanilla. And again, my philosophy is that that's coming from the 3 years aging on the lees. On the palate, it's crisp, it's light. There's definitely a freshness and a crisp acidity. It's got a medium to long finish. I found this wine to be a really nice step up from the previous wine. There was nothing
wrong.
Which
is surprising, because usually the Blanc de Blancs is something
better.
I prefer more.
I agree with you. I said that earlier. The Blanc de Blanc is usually a step up. But in this particular case, today at this table, the Grand Brut just hits my palate a little nicer than the Blanc de Blanc. Harm, you want to elaborate on that?
There's nothing to elaborate. You said it right. Okay. We've got three more wines after this. I'll keep it short. Delicate floral aromas. The brioche is there. It's just more generous. It's more, it's got a longer finish, much longer finish than the Blanc de Blancs, which is crazy. And it's just a better balanced wine. I really enjoyed this one.
That just goes to show you got a taste.
It's less expensive than the Blanc de Blanc. It's really wonderful. Justin.
So right off the bat, I got some weird notes.
Well, I expected that.
Iron magnet shavings, light iodine, and fresh biscuits. But that all faded off.
At least the fish went away.
The fish went away.
It's coming back. Don't worry.
It all faded off, and now it's just, you know, light floral.
I'm going to kick my wife to get some oysters now. As soon as I leave here, I'm out of here.
Where? Ten fish down the street.
Shuck and dive. Shuck and dive.
I do like Shuck and Dive. I haven't been there in eons.
Two blocks down the street.
Yeah, but Shuck and Dive, the oysters are so good. Go on, Justin.
Yeah. So, you know, then it just became like normal after a half hour in the glass. So pour it cold, but leave it alone for a half hour. You're going to get some weird notes. Reminds me of, you know, third grade again.
All right. Well, we are going to give the Perrier Jouet Grand Brut a well-deserved... Four sips.
Yeah, it's surprising. It was just really out.
Erase it. Yeah.
Maybe the bottle is off. Maybe Perrier Jouet should send us another bottle of the Blanc de Blanc.
Way.
Usually the Blanc de Blanc is my jam, but the Brut definitely has it this time. So we're going to
outclass it.
Let's have Justin tell us about our next one from Perrier Jouet.
So we're going to talk about
Jouet.
Perrier Jouet Blaton Rosé.
Blason.
Way. Non-vintage. 12.5% alcohol by volume. It's 25% Chardonnay, 50% Pinot Noir, 25% Pinot Meunier. Dosage was 8 to 10 grams per liter, and it's up to 15% reserve wines, aged for 3 years on the lees. 10 to 15% Pinot Noir wine is added for color. The color of this was salmon pink.
I got more berry than salmon, but you're close.
On the nose, it was like a bouquet of like zesty fruits and just a little bit of pomegranate.
Pour some more of that.
Palate, it was like a little party in my mouth. It, you know, finished really nicely. It was like fruity, kind of reminded me of a carbonated Capri Sun.
And, you know, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. It's so fruity.
Yeah.
But, you know what? What's that?
Fruit juicy.
What's that bouquet of those bouquets where they send you like fruit on sticks? What's that called?
Edible arrangements.
Edible. Yeah. The smell like that.
Fruit flowers.
Yeah.
The finish for me was all mid and back palate, but it was sweet and pleasant.
I found the finish to be a little bit short. That was the only thing I wanted more on the finish. It just sort of, to me, it just sort of stopped.
You just drink more.
Then you buy the vintage champagne. Spend $400 on it instead of
Well,
50.
I agree.
You
I
hacked
mean,
it.
Hint, hint, I think that these wines showed beautifully, but I'm hopeful that next year the folks at Perrier Jouet will supply us with some of their vintage selections to review. But I thought these for non-vintage champagnes and sparkling wines, again, the French or champagnes, were fantastic and showed extremely well. And I would agree with you, Harm. The vintage ones, you pay a big upcharge, but you will definitely get an improvement in quality. But it's a lot more dollar to get that raisin quality.
It's not, but you, there's a thing. They have vintage champagne and they have tête de cuvée. Tête de cuvée is their higher end, their special reserve.
That's when the money goes crazy.
That's where the money goes crazy. You can buy vintage like Veuve Clicquot for, $100, whereas the Grand Dame will be $2 to $3.
You can buy vintage Perrier Jouet for a certain price, but, you know, the flower bottle costs you more money.
Yeah.
The
hand painted flower ball.
The tête de cuvée is always going to be more expensive, and that's just how it is. Deal with it.
Yeah. But they make less.
But honestly, their non vintage is fantastic.
But they're not. That's my point. Their non vintage is value priced. Yeah. You're getting a lot of bang for your buck, and you got to pay a lot more. Blason Rosé
this year is so much better than previous releases.
Right. Yeah. But you have to pay a lot more to get a little step up in quality when you go to tête de cuvée.
But the flower bottle will give you the fishy notes on the next show.
It will not give you fishy notes. I have no idea what's wrong with you today.
Well, we're going to give the Perrier Jouet Blason Rosé a well-deserved 4 sips. This is classified. Absolutely delicious, guys. So this brings us to our next champagne house. So founded in 1760 by Francois Delamotte, Lanson is the fourth oldest champagne house. In 1798, Francois was succeeded by his son, Nicolas Louis, who then partnered with Jean-Baptiste Lanson, who gave the house Lanson name. On December 4th, 1900, Maison Lanson received the royal warrant from the Queen Victoria. So, you know, it's got to be pretty good, because if there's anyone who loves champagne, it's definitely the British.
Vicky?
The British love champagne.
No, Vicky, who ruled India. Champagne and rubies and diamonds.
So, Lanson also supplies champagne to the royal courts of Sweden and Spain. Maison Lanson has been the official champagne and partner of Wimbledon in 2001 and forward, serving over 150,000 glasses of Lanson champagne each year at the championships. The house remained family-owned up until 1980 and has been owned by the Lanson BCC Group since 2006. Hervé Dantin, the current cellar master, joined the house in 2013.
Every time I see the name Hervé, I think Hervé Villechaize. The plane.
Boss, the plane. Boss, it's awesome, yeah. So what we have here is the Lanson Le Green Bio Organic. This is a non-vintage, 12.5% ABV, 46% Pinot Noir, 36% Chardonnay, and 18% Pinot Meunier. Aged 4 years, the dosage is 6 grams per liter, no malolactic fermentation. This is the first champagne to carry the organic certification that allows it to state made with organic grapes on the label in the USA. The Le Green Bio-Organic is exclusively made from grapes from the Malmaison Estate, a 16-hectare pilot vineyard.
Plot. Pilot, not plot. The plot, not pilot.
That's what I said, pilot, yeah.
It's a 16-hectare plot. Oh, pilot vineyard.
Jeez. Yeah, pilot vineyard, yeah.
16-hectare pilots barely fit the plane.
Situated in the heart of the Valle de Manor.
We've been drinking.
The Valle Marne. So it constitutes one of the largest biodynamically farmed estates in Champagne and demonstrates Maison Lanson's commitment to sustainable viticulture. So it's got a beautiful color to it, just like a straw golden color to it.
The nose. Wow.
It's really come forward since it's warmed up. On the nose, the black currants are leaping forward. Definitely the pears are there. There's a citrus. There's like a bitter orange and a lemon. And a really nice minerality to it. And on the palate, on the palate, the minerality definitely jumps forward. There's a nice salinity to it. There's definitely a citrus, a Meyer's lemon. The salinity comes forward again. A little bit of a tropical fruit note underneath the salinity.
I was wondering when you're going to mention that tropical fruit because I got a lot of it.
Yeah, it didn't come forward when we first opened it because it was blistering cold. But now that it's warmed up,
by the time I got to it, I was taking my time, so I got it earlier on.
Mm. Yeah, there's definitely a tropical fruit there. What'd you think, Arm?
That tropical fruit is lychee, my friend. Lychee and mango. So
I think you're dead on with that. It's definitely lychee.
It's beautiful blackcurrant, like you said, but I didn't get the blackcurrant earlier on, but
no,
it was colder.
Yeah.
Now, lychee, and I got toast and pear notes. Lots of pear, a little bit of peach, and the minerality you kept coming back to, I agree with. And I get, especially when it's colder, but now even still there, toasted cumin. Lightly toasted cumin. Like, I remember this. Like, I know my mom, you know, when she makes the harum garam masala at home, she'll toast the spices. This is toasted cumin. And a little bit of, like, star anise.
He's not far off on that.
Yeah.
Toasted cumin, toasted star anise.
It's not overwhelming, but it's definitely an undercurrent.
Salt, the spices. It's got a long finish, which we've been missing in the earlier wines. This is beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Justin?
On the nose, I got smoked Wheaties.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's a wheat-based cereal.
I know what Wheaties are. What are smoked Wheaties?
Put it on the smoker for about a half hour. I did.
You are such a weirdo.
You smoke everything just for the hell of it, see what happens.
I think you've been smoking something else.
Yeah.
And then on the palate, I got like fruit and cream of wheat, different cereal.
You know, I don't get the cream of wheat, no, but I kind of see where
back
you're saying.
Kind of on goes to the finish.
Oh, yeah, there's something there.
And then it ends with an orange zest after the cream of wheat note.
Okay.
I enjoyed it very, very much.
What did you think, Maury?
I'd like to say that to me, this is the wine that was the most transforming throughout the morning. When this wine was straight out of the bottle, I really was, it was closed.
It was weird.
It was very cold. It was very one note.
It was green.
It was green.
Yeah.
It was just.
But once it warmed up.
Wow. Not really very pleasant. So yeah. I would say do not drink this wine too cold. Do not rush it. Be patient and you'll be rewarded with really interesting stuff. So while I initially gave it a very low rating and it came up, I think as we've been tasting this wine.
This was the most divisive wine. Some people gave very high ratings and Maury gave a very low rating. I was kind of in the middle, but it's come up.
Well, I got to try this in New York at the Wine Spectators big event, and I was very interested in it, and it was not blistering cold like when we first opened it. So this one has absolutely changed. So we're going to give the Lanson Le Green Bio-Organic a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So let's have Harm tell us about our last one.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I'll be quick. We're running out of time, I think. So Lanson Le Vintage 2012, it's 12.5% ABV, 52% Pinot Noir, 48% Chardonnay, 10 years of aging. The dosage is 7 grams per liter. It's a Brut exclusively made from Grand and Premier Cru. Verzenay, Aïe, Bouzy, I can't pronounce that. Next one, Merlot Surai.
Yeah, my friend sucks. I'm sorry.
Verzi, Avize.
Please forgive us.
Cremant, Le Mensil sur Roger. That's where Salon is made. Yeah, that's good stuff. Trapail. I never heard of Trapail. Yellow color. It had some nice bubbles. Not like some of these were the bubbles have gone away by now, but this is that spice I got on the previous one is all there. Candied fruit, almond notes. Those toasted spices on the nose and on the palate. This is the most distinctive one of all of the night. Beautiful texture, great acidity. I don't think they say anything about. They don't say anything about what do you call malolactic fermentation. But this got 10 years of aging, so there's a creamy texture from the oak, and it's just a beautiful, well integrated wine with full of brioche and fruit, and. Toasted spice. I get all those spices coming out. Tell me, what weirdness did you taste, Justin?
So I got dried fruits on the nose and those little shrimp in the fried rice, the dried ones. And the palate was intense, clean, fruity. I got blueberries in the beginning. Those faded off. And the finish was like
cream of wheat with like lemon preserves.
We got a lot of cream of wheat today. Maury?
Well, he's still thinking about breakfast.
Yeah.
I love this wine. I thought it was my favorite of the morning. Very nicely done. It had a little bit more color. I would say the last wine was almost colorless. This one had a nice little hint of gold. I agree with everything you've said about the palate. I love the hints of almonds on the nose, the apricots. And I was referring to Harm, not you. But thank you for taking credit. I love the mouthfeel. I love the palate. It's got some nice viscosity. It's got a long finish. To me, this is everything I want in a champagne. I love vintage champagne. I love the fact that it's been aged 10 years on the lees. It just gives a dimensionality that I just really enjoy.
It gives it that backbone that you don't get with most other champagne. Correct. That's the thing. And Lanson has always been a favorite house of mine. I don't know why, but it was one that always sort of sang to me. This one is absolutely delicious. And we're going to give the Lanson Le Vintage 2012 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
That went up from our original rating.
Yeah.
Our original rating wasn't this good. Is it warmed up?
It just once it warmed up,
but
it
both
just,
the Lansons came up. Yeah. So, again, temperature and time is the mantra.
Mm. And, again, we try them blistering cold because that's how most people do it. So
I hate spinning.
And we can allow them to warm up. And we can't cool them down in the middle of the show.
Yeah, we've got all afternoon, so... It is what it is, but in any event, so thanks for joining us. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another bubbly day in the basement. Can't complain. Thank you.
And thank you, Harm.
You know, I would thank you, Bob, but I've got a big bill coming for I take my wife to dinner tonight. Thanks for putting oysters in my head. Was it you or Justin with the fish?
Me.
I think, you know what? The fish, but the champagne. I want some oysters.
Yeah. It was the sparkling wine, please. Oh, delicious.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.